I come against every delay that's hindering your life, hindering your progress, hindering your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Now, would that it were that easy. Because see, there are demonic delays and we're going to deal with those. We are absolutely going to deal with demonic delays today, but sometimes there's divine delays. And we can sometimes mistake divine delays for demonic delays. And you know as well as I do, if it's a divine delay, if God is making you wait for something, there's not anything you or I can do to break through it. God is mighty. He is all powerful. There's nothing we're going to do. So we're just going to beat our head against a wall. But if it's a demonic delay, we need to take authority over it. But then again, if it's a delay based on our own choices or our disobedience or our ignorance, hello, if it's something that we have done to delay ourselves, once again, we can bind the devil all day long and nothing will change. We need to repent. We need to change the way we think. And so that means wisdom would dictate that before you go on and on, I bind you, devil, you break that. Before you go into war, you need to discern where this delay is coming from. What is the source of the delay? So too many times we don't discern that God is actually protecting us. We think we want that thing now. We think we want to go there now, but God is actually protecting us. It's a divine delay. It's not a no, it's a not yet, because something is going on and he's trying to protect us. And sometimes he's preparing us because we think we know what we want and how to get it and who to be with and what job to take. And sometimes we're really not ready for it. We think we are, but we're not. And so again, we go on the rampage against the devil. Nothing stops. As a matter of fact, the enemy's probably laughing at us sometimes when we're binding and yelling and in the name of Jesus and the blood. And listen, the enemy's probably laughing at us sometimes because, you know, we're just essentially picking a fight with him. He's not messing with us. We're messing with ourselves, or God is protecting us. And we have to be careful not to attribute every single setback, delay, or stagnation to the enemy, because it could be us. So how often do we think the enemy is delaying us when we've actually delayed? That's what I'm trying to get at. So we want to be balanced. You know what? Let's be balanced in warfare. We can bind and loose all day. But sometimes until we submit to God, sometimes until we make some different choices, nothing's going to change. Sometimes we're our own worst enemy, but sometimes it's the devil. And when we discern it's the devil, we need to run to the battle line and take our authority and swing our sword and take him out in the name of Jesus so that we can advance in the way of God, the will of God, into the destiny of God, the high call of God. We're going to pray into all this and more in today's Mornings with the Holy Spirit. This is Jennifer LeClaire, and I prophesy something good is going to happen to you today. This is our 10th year anniversary of this prayer broadcast. I can't believe it. I can believe it. It's been a journey. Wow, how I've grown in prayer. I hope you have too. If you're just coming in for the first time, we've been doing this for 10 years. You can find all the archives on my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Jennifer LeClaire Ministries. Guys, I'm coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale. Our church, Awakening House of Prayer, is here. And I'm there on Sundays preaching, praying, prophesying, and casting out devils. Give me a year of your life and apply the word I'm teaching and watch the transformation. I'd love for you to come to one of our three Sunday services at Awakening House of Prayer, or plan a visit from wherever you are in the world. Come by and see us, or watch online at ahop.online, ahop.online. If you want to go deeper, become an official Web Church member, you can do that. Tap into the virtual healing, prophecy, deliverance rooms, tap into the life group, the community group, the virtual prayer line, the virtual pastoral advice, the virtual prayer line. Did I say that? It's virtual, but it's powerful. People are sharing testimonies from all over the world. So check that out, ahop.online/webchurch. Today's broadcast is brought to you by Decrees That Make the Devil Flee. Bam. Decrees That Make the Devil Flee, schoolofthespirit.tv/decreeswebinar, D-E-C-R-E-E-S webinar, schoolofthespirit.tv/decreeswebinar. webinar that's going to light you up. There's a course, there's a book, there's a CD. Get what you want while it's there. We're almost out of some of those CDs there. So schoolofthespirit.tv/decrees webinar. Before we get started, share this with somebody quickly. If you're watching on Spotify, when we conclude today, please download this. Please give it a 5-star review. Tag somebody if you're on social media, hashtag Mornings with the Holy Spirit, hashtag Jennifer LeClaire, and share this quickly. Let me know what city and what nation you are in. I'd like to know. Listen, we're going to read today from the original Mornings with the Holy Spirit, 10 years strong, listening daily to the still small voice of God. And today's devotion is titled, Keep Crying Out. And here's what I heard the Lord say. Sometimes when you stand up for what's right, people around you will call you a fanatic and say you're overreacting. But truth is truth, says the Lord, and you are called to proclaim it. Sometimes when you pursue Jesus with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, and all your strength, people will say you are too fervent. But fire is fire, says the Lord. Remember blind Bartimaeus. He needed a touch from Jesus. So instead of remaining silent when the Messiah went by, he cried out to him. The people around him told him to quiet his mouth, but he cried out all the more. Don't stop crying out for truth, says the Lord. Don't stop crying out for a touch from Jesus. Don't let anyone put out your fire. We love it, says the Spirit of the living God. Come on, don't let anybody keep you quiet. Don't let the rocks cry out on your behalf. Go ahead and pray loud. Go ahead and worship loud. Go ahead and shout loud. Go ahead and cry aloud. Listen, it's going to be loud in heaven, and everybody's going to be excited. Praise God. We need to be alive, fully alive in Christ. And that means, you know what? Let's clap our hands. Let's raise our hands. Let's do a dance. Let's worship Him with everything in us. And when we need something, let's cry aloud, because the devil is in our ear, but we can get in God's ear. Amen. We can get in God's ear. We just have to pray according to His will. If we pray anything according to His will, we know that He hears us. And we know if He hears us, we have the petition that we ask of Him. Amen. So cry aloud. Scripture references are in the devotional. Pick up your copy of Mornings with the Holy Spirit on my website at jenniferleclaire.org or wherever you find books online. Now the prayer starter. I want to burn and shine for you, God, even when people don't understand my love for you. Help me to share your heart with the people around me so they can know you the way I do. And burn and shine with me. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Father, we give you praise today. You are the Most High God, the everlasting God, the everywhere, all the time God. You are the all-powerful God and the all-knowing God, and you know us through and through. You know how many hairs are on our heads. Your thoughts towards us are greater than the sand on the seashore. You are a kind God, a benevolent God. You are so good through and through. That is who you are. You are good. You are love. You are peace. You are joy. You are our everything. So we praise you today. We lift up your name, the name above all names, the name above every name, the name above all names, the name above every name. It's the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for your name. It's so powerful. It's so mighty. We speak your name and we see people healed. We speak your name and we see demons flee. We speak your name and we see the religious spirit start to manifest. Oh God, would you help us to continue to speak your name and to speak your word, to speak health to our bodies, to speak freedom to our souls, to speak life to our dead things. God, would you help us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I see that, Lord. Some of you are like, I just see you like in a valley of dry bones. Some of you are literally in a valley of dry bones where everything seems dry. Some of you, your relationship with God seems dry. You're not in a season of revelation. Perhaps you're in a season of restoration. Things around you seem dry. Maybe your relationships, they seem to have dried out. There's not that connection, that spark, that flow that there once was. I'm telling you, I see prophetically many of you are standing in a valley of dry bones. Maybe it's your finances that have dried up. They were flowing like a river. And all of a sudden, here comes the lack attack. And bam, now you're dealing with an issue you did not expect. It was a blindside. It was a suddenly. It was an onslaught, and I just see that the enemy came in like a flood, but his flood is not like the flood of glory. His flood dries us out. It's so ironic that a flood could leave us dry. I see the enemy has flooded in to some of your careers, and you're dry now. You looked over for a promotion. Oh, Jesus. So I say in the name of Jesus, hey, we prophesy to every dry bone in our life right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. We prophesy to the dry finances and we say, come alive in the name of Jesus. We prophesy to those dead things in our lives and we say, come alive in the name of Jesus. Come on. What's dry in your life? Oh God, we prophesy and we decree and declare in the name of Jesus that our soul will not be dried out, but we will be enlightened by your word, and our minds will be renewed as we seek to study what your word says. We will come alive at a new level. We will not walk through continual seasons of dryness, desert places, wildernesses, valleys. But I thank you, Lord, even in the dark night of the soul, we can look forward to the rivers of living water flowing through us again. We prophesy to the dry bones in our marriages, and we say, come alive. Alive in the name of Jesus. We prophesy to the dry bones in our careers, in our ministries, in every relationship, and we say, come alive in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that one can put 1,000 to flight and two can put 10,000 to flight. And we stand together today with one decree, on one accord, with one voice, and we say, get behind me, Satan. No longer will you bring dryness into our soul. No longer will you bring dryness into our marriages, into our finances, into our health, into our relationship with the Lord. No more dryness in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we are flowing with your spirit. We're walking with you. We're talking with you. And even if we're finding ourselves in a valley of dry bones, we can still hear your still small voice. Ezekiel was standing in the midst of the valley of dry bones and he heard your instruction. So I thank you, Lord, that even in the dry seasons, we know your voice, and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Even in the dry seasons, we can hear your micro instructions. We can hear the word of the Lord. We can live by fresh manna, every word that comes out of the mouth of God. Even in the dry seasons, we will not be deceived. We will not allow the enemy to drown out your voice in the dry seasons, but we will press in all the more. When we feel dry, when we feel very, very dry, we will press in all the more. We will press and we will press and we will press until we see those dry bones come alive. We're not going to walk away in despair. We're not going to throw our hands up and quit. We're not going to give up. No, no, no. We're pressing in. The dryness is temporary. The dryness is not going to stay forever. We have authority over the enemy that brought the dryness. So we speak life. We speak life in abundance to the full, till it overflows. We prophesy to those dry bones and we say, come alive. Come alive in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that we are coming alive even now. We've got a fervent spirit. We've been stirred up in our most holy faith. We're not standing anymore for the attacks of the enemy. We refuse to feel sorry for ourselves. We refuse to allow the enemy to use our brain as a garbage dump. We refuse to get down and out when we know you want to bring us up and over. That is our declaration. We are in it to win it. So we press on past the valley of dry bones into the mountaintop where we will sing your praises. We celebrate your goodness because you are more powerful than any dry bone, any dryness. You are the greater one, and greater is he who is in us than he who is in the world. So we celebrate the flow of your spirit. We celebrate the movement of your spirit. We celebrate your plans and purposes you have for our lives in the name of Jesus. And the Lord would say to you, stop looking at what is dry. Stop magnifying what is dry and begin to look at me from which all life flows, says the Lord. For I am able to water your spirit, says the Lord, and I'm even able to water your soul, says the Lord. So come away with me and drink from the rivers of life, says God, and you will find refreshing for your soul. You will find refreshing, and you will stand up, and you will push back the dryness, and you will find that your thirst is quenched, and your hunger is fulfilled when you seek me early, when you seek me first, and when you seek me often, says the Lord. So don't allow the enemy to keep you in the dry place, but seek me because you'll find me. You will find me. And when you find me, you'll tap into the wellspring of life, says the Lord. And you can drink deep from my spirit, filled to overflowing, and begin to water others with the words that I put in your mouth that bring life to their weary souls. In the name of Jesus, we say, yes, God, hallelujah. You are the God of miracles. You are the God of the breakthrough. You are the God who waters our spirit. You wash us with the water of the word. We are satisfied by your word. We are filled with expectation about what is next. I see that, Lord. The Lord shows me the enemy brought you into that dry place to try to dry up your faith. But what he wasn't counting on is that you wouldn't get dried out. You'd get fired up. He was counting on you laying down and feeling sorry for yourself. But no. You know better than that. You're wiser now than the last battle. You're stronger now than the last go round. And you know what you need to do. So I tell you and I charge you and I commission you in the name of Jesus to rise up and swing your sword. Rise up and release decrees that make the devil flee. Rise up and push back the darkness. Push back the dryness. Prophesy life to every dead thing around you and watch the Lord begin to resurrect it. If it's not resurrected, it's because it doesn't need to be resurrected. If it's not resurrected, you need to bury it, let it go, grieve over it, and move on. But if it's the Lord's will to resurrect a thing, you better believe in this season. When you take authority and when you put his word in your mouth and when you swing that sword and lift up that shield, you will see things begin to come together again. The bones will begin to come together again, and they will come together and they will rise up, and you will see newness of life in these areas where the enemy brought dryness. Mark my words. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory because you're not a dry God. You're an everlasting God. Your fountains never run dry. You are always ready to water us. You are always ready to fill us. You are always ready to show us what we need to do, how we need to do it, where we need to go, and how we need to get there. So, Father, we choose to follow you. We choose to get on your program. We choose to come out of this valley of dry bones and up on the mountaintop. Who can ascend to the holy hill? Those with clean hands and a pure heart. Lord, we give you praise and honor and glory today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Come on, we're going into our next segment now on delay. Share this with somebody quickly. Share it on your timelines via Messenger, via Twitter. If you're watching on podcast, but share this with somebody right now. Let them in on this because they need it. They need it. Let's do this. We're going to transition here. Let me get a drink of water. We're transitioning. The devil's a liar. Come on. The enemy is a liar. What is a delay? A delay is when the devil postpones. Well, it could be you and it could be God. But right now we're assuming that you've discerned the source is the enemy. Okay? Because if it's you got to repent. If it's God, you got to wait. I said, if it's you, you've got to repent. If it's God, you got to wait. I'm going to say it one more time for the people in the back. I said, if it's you causing your own delay, you have to repent. You have to change something. You have to change the way you think, how you see things, what you're doing, what's your activities. If it's the Lord, you can't change that. You're not going to win that. You're not going to overcome that. But if it's the devil, a delay is the act of, we're going to take authority over it. So a delay is the act of postponing. What is the enemy postponed in your life? You need to get mad with the devil. You need to get a righteous indignation. That's what you need. A righteous indignation. It's the act of postponing, hindering, or causing something to occur more slowly than normal, where things just move at a snail's pace. You got a deadline and you start getting overwhelmed. You don't know how you're going to meet it because you should have gotten down, you know, 10 days work, 10 days in, you got one day work done. That brings overwhelm. It brings stress. That's what the enemy wants. Delay is the instance of being delayed, a time during which something is delayed. It means to put off and to postpone, to stop, to detain, or to hinder for a time. It means to cause to be slower or to occur more slowly than normal. These delays must stop. They must stop. They must stop in the name of Jesus. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, Lord, forgive us for not discerning the spirit of delay sooner. Forgive us for being so frustrated over something that we could have simply taken authority over if we had discerned it sooner. Instead of getting aggravated, instead of getting frustrated, instead of complaining, moaning, and growing about all the delays, God, help us to be quicker and savvier next time around so that we can get up over that thing immediately in the name of Jesus. The strong man of delay, we break your powers in the name of the Lord. We cover ourselves even now, yes, Lord, in the blood of Jesus. And we claim our victory in advance. We claim our breakthrough in advance. We cover ourselves even now with the blood of the Lamb. And we overcome by his blood and the word of our testimony and our selflessness. So God, would you help us to rise up even now collectively, one for all and all for one. We do. And we decree that we have authority over our environment in the name of Jesus. Let there be no more delays. We break and bind you in the name of the Lord. We challenge every foundational stronghold and strong man of delay that has erected itself and fortified itself in any area of our life by the blood of Jesus. I said, we plead the blood of Jesus over the strong man of delay in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We say, oh Jesus, I'm getting mad with the devil. We decree that the strong man and stronghold of delay over our family shall fall down and die. There's somebody out there right now, you're trying to conceive, you're trying to have a child, and it's delay after delay after delay. You need to take authority over that in the name of Jesus. I said, let every strong man, we decree that every strong man and every stronghold of delay over our family fall down and die in the name of Jesus. We decree every strong man and stronghold of delay over our finances fall down and die in the name of Jesus. We decree every strong man and stronghold of delay over our health, over our healing, over our miracle fall down and die now in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus against you. We decree every strong man and stronghold of delay over our future and our hope and the yes and amen promises of God. We say fall down and die now in the name of Jesus. Oh Jesus. Every spirit of witchcraft that's causing hindrances and delays and harassments in our lives. Oh, we crush you in the name of Jesus. We crush the head of delay. In the name of Jesus. Let every foundational demon, every stronghold over our destiny, over our high calling, over the commissioning, and be broken in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, we say be broken in the name of the Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you expose every plot and every plan of delay, every spirit causing delay, whether it's a spirit of delay or some other spirit that's working in conjunction with the spirit of delay, a confederate that's been arrayed against us. Expose the plots, expose the plans, and overturn them now in your divine power in the name of Jesus. God, interrupt the enemy's delay and bring about the goodness that you planned for us, God, in the name of Jesus. You tell us to call on you and you will answer us and tell us great and hidden things that we have not known. Lord, let every hidden demon be bound in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we decree every power prolonging our journey toward breakthrough falls down and dies now in the name of Jesus. Every problem that's been brought into our life through association or cooperation with the spirit of delay and frustration, die by fire in the name of the Lord. We decree every activity and every power of the spirit of delay in our lives is canceled now in the name of Jesus. We put a cease and desist order on the spirit of delay in the name of Jesus. In the name, every spirit trying to halt our breakthrough, we come against you with the blood of the Lamb. We decree and declare every spirit that's trying to stop us, trying to sabotage us, trying to interrupt us in the name of Jesus, we command you to fall down and die now in the name of the Lord. We break all covenants and curses of the spirit of delay over our lives in the name of Jesus, the Most High God. We say every effect of the spirit of delay in our life be nullified now by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus, every spirit of sluggishness and backwardness in our lives, receive the fire of God now and be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Every spirit preventing good things from being transmitted into our lives, be destroyed by fire now in the name of Jesus. We're not going to live on leftover blessings. We're not going to live on yesterday's manna. We're not going to live on the past victories, but we are looking up from where our redemption draws. And we are going forward with our head held high, and we are marching into the enemy's camp and taking back everything that's been held up, every blessing that's been held back in the name of Jesus. By the grace of God, we say we will not feed from waste bins, but we will feast in the table before the presence of our enemies in the name of Jesus. You spirit of delay, watch us walk into the blessing. You spirit of delay, watch us walk into the breakthrough. You spirit of delay, go ahead and gnash your teeth, because we're going forward and we're winning. We are victorious in the name of Jesus. We decree and declare we will not be discouraged. We will not be anxious. We will not be angry unless it's righteous indignation. We will not fear of missing out, but we will go forth in your power and in your might, and we will disrupt the delays. I said we will disrupt the delays. I said we will disrupt the delays in the name of Jesus. That is our declaration. Every evil instruction, every false prophecy, every malignant prediction that's been issued or released against our life, oh God, we break it in the name of Jesus. Every word curse, every hex, every vex, every potion, every spell, every evil altar, every evil decree, we say be burned with fire in the name of Jesus. We say we are the head and not the tail. So we reject the spirit of the tail and we claim the spirit of the head in the name of Jesus. We will not be held back one more day. We will not be held up one more year. We were going into our promised land in the name of Jesus. Oh God, release angels, angel armies to help us fight in war against these ancient delays, these generational delays, these bloodline delays in the name of Jesus. We take authority over every generational delay, every bloodline delay, every witchcraft delay in the name of the Lord, every evil deposited our lives as a result of witchcraft, we be broken now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you. We thank you that blessings will no longer slip through our hands, but blessings will chase us down and overtake us. Hey, shakatarabashi. I thank you, Lord, that you cause us to make up for lost time now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for a twofold return, a threefold return, a sevenfold return, a hundredfold blessing in the name of the Lord. No longer will we allow ourselves to be put back, set back, but we're going to come back with a vengeance against every demon power that held us up and held us back and held us down. We say we are more than conquerors in Jesus' name, super conquerors in the name of the Lord. We are blessed coming in and blessed coming out, and delay must bow at our feet in the name of the Most High God. I give you praise and honor and glory, and I magnify the name of the one true living God. I magnify the name of the one who breaks every delay. I magnify the name of the one who leads and guides us. His name is Jesus, the Christ, Yeshua. Oh, the bright and morning star, God, I give you all the praise. And we thank you now that we can march forward in your timing, in your will, in your way, for your glory. We thank you, Lord, that we have broken free from every delay, every tie that binds, every setback, every frustration, and every stagnation. And we thank you, Lord, it's all because of your authority. It's all because of your power. It's all because of your leadership. So we give you all the praise, and we give you all the honor and the glory in the name of Jesus. Somebody shout out hallelujah and amen. Come on, somebody. Amen, 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 amen. Amen, 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 amen. Yes, and amen. I hate those spirit delays. I hate when something's supposed to take a day and it takes a month. I hate when something's supposed to take a week and it takes a half a year. God help us, Jesus. I like to move quick before the enemy has a chance to delay me. Let's listen. Some of you that know me, you know how I is. You know how it is. You know how I is. You know how it is, and you know how I am. I don't tell everybody what I'm doing. And when I decide that it's the will of the Lord to do something, bless God, I'm going to go and start immediately before the devil has a chance to array himself against me. I'm not going to sit there and wait. I'm not going to sit there and overplan and analysis by no, I'm going to jump out on a thing, because the enemy will try to get one up on me. He always does. He'll do the same thing to you. If God has told you to do something, do it quickly. Unless he tells you, wait 6 months, wait 3 months, start the action plan. Listen, just by force of you acting on in obedience and trying to do something, God will open doors for you. There's a certain project. I had this prophetic word from Cindy Jacobs, and she decreed this thing over me in November. And I'm like, oh, God, help me, Jesus. What am I going to do? How am I going to get this done? I need to act on this now. And I started to act on it. I started to research. I started to make calls. I started to ask people this, that, and the other. And I was getting nowhere. And I was like, well, Lord, I've done what I can do. And I'm going to pray until you show me what else to do. I put out the seeds. I put out the feelers. I did what I felt to do. And just yesterday, out of nowhere, not yesterday, but a few days ago, out of nowhere, this just got handed to me on a silver platter. The answer was just handed to me on silver. I don't believe God would have given me that answer or that strategy had I not tried to do what I could do. See, many times we wait till God just lays it all out, and God is saying, how bad do you want it? Like, I was just putting out feelers. I was just talking to a few people. I was just getting some wise counsel, trying to get some direction, doing some research on this project. I wasn't announcing it. I wasn't going forward with it. I was just sowing into it, my time, my prayer, my thought. And I just kept hitting dead ends. And you know why? Because those weren't the ends I was supposed to walk through. Those weren't the doors I was supposed to walk through. And this was said, oh, I'll help you. This said, I'll do that. None of it worked. So I said, well, Lord, I've done what I can. And sometimes we just need to go ahead and put our hand to it and wait and see what God will do. It doesn't mean it happens immediately, but probably, what was that, November? So now we're about 3 months in. Here comes the answer. And it's perfect timing, quite frankly, because I wouldn't have been able to even begin to walk in that 3 months ago. I had way too many other things going on. I had Leviathan spirits in the church and had to ask people to leave and kick people. I mean, it was like, whoa. So I couldn't even have done it anyway. See, God's timing is perfect. And what we don't want is to cooperate with the spirit of delay. We don't want to cooperate with delay, right? But we also don't want to delay ourselves. When God says to do something, set out to do it. Take a small step. Don't jump off the deep end. If he says start a business, you know, you don't have to go file for a corporation tomorrow, but begin to research what you're doing and see where the opportunities are. Are you tracking with me? Is this making any sense to you? I just think too many times we get a word and we just wait for God, you know, whether he speaks to our heart or somebody else prophesies, we get this word and we just think it's going to happen. And it's not just going to happen. The enemy's going to try to stop it from happening. God wants to help you make it happen, but you have to do your part. Hope that makes sense. I know you got it, right? Praise God. God is good. Remember, today's devotional or today's prayer broadcast is brought to you by the Decrees That Make the Devil Flee webinar. Now, right now, for a limited time, because all this is coming down, we're translating to a new site. You can get this at schoolofthespirit.tv/decrees webinar. Decrees that make the devil flee. This is not going to be around that much longer. You're going to get the either webinar only, or the webinar and the best-selling book, or you can get the webinar, the book, and the CD. And when you get the CD, you're going to, it's going to be me making these declarations over you. So you get the book, you get the webinar, it'll light you up. You get the book, you can read the decrees yourself, but you get the webinar, the book, and the CD, and get that CD and just put it in your car or download it on your computer. And let me just make these decrees over. There's 101 decrees. And watch what the enemy does. Agree with me as I decree. So that's there for you. schoolofthespirit.tv/decrees, D-E-C-R-E-E-S, webinar. schoolofthespirit.tv/decrees webinar. And get that if it's going to bless you. That's one of the things that might not be around on the new site, at least not in this format. So you can check that out if you'd like to. God is good all the time. How's my Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders? AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. Guys, it's time for some of you to get off the fence. Join the movement. 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 Join the hub. Launch a hub. Sponsor a hub. Some of you, I don't know where the confusion lies. I guess it's just you guys trying to be thorough. Some of you are not finishing orientation because you're trying to watch every video I've ever posted on the back end. In order to get on board, you just have to watch the orientation. You don't have to watch every family meeting. Matter of fact, we're just going to take all those down because some people, they see all those videos back there and they think they have to watch all. It will take you 6 months to watch all those videos. That's not what we put them back there for. Those are just for reference. So I think we're gonna move all that because it's about 5 or 6 people ever have been confused by it. But I'm just concerned. So if you've signed up and you've not finished your orientation, I'm going to pull that plug pretty soon here because we can't have it all hanging out there. Especially if you're on a sponsorship, but when you sign up, you just have to watch the orientation, guys. It's about 25 minutes. That's it. That's all. Amen. So you can get up to speed. We can connect you with your regional leader. We're making promotions soon with Awakening Prayer Hubs. It's going to be fun. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. I mean, we're promoting people. AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. God is good. Amen. He's good all the time. If you signed up to watch the What's God Saying in 2024 and you have not yet watched that, please watch it over these next few days because it's going to come down. After the next few days, it's going to come down. So please make sure you watch that if you've not watched it. If you're just hearing about it right now for the first time, you can watch it for the next 2 or 3 days at jenniferleclerc.org/2024. But then that's going to come down. So make sure you get involved in that. So what are we doing? AwakeningPrayerHubs.com. Join the movement. Decrees that make the devil flee webinar. schoolofthespirit.tv/decrees webinar. And jenniferleclerc.org/2024. We're starting a new series. Just I think it's a 3-part series on financial favor soon at ahop.online, ahop.online. So register for a free account there so you can get notified when those come up. Remember also to please get on my email list at jenniferleclerc.org/subscribe. That'll really help me out as well. We never know what's going to happen. You know, my Facebook account, my personal Facebook account was disabled. So we don't know what's going to happen. So make sure you please get on that email list at jenniferleclerc.org/subscribe. I want to pray you out. Before I do, I want to give you a chance to give, guys. We have a major opportunity. I've been invited to be part of the prayer force for a major European evangelistic network. And I'll be going there next month to Germany and Switzerland. So I need your help getting there because the tickets are very expensive and the hotels are very expensive and the food is very expensive. But this is a huge opportunity for us to really make a mark in Europe. If you believe, especially if you're in Europe, I'm honored to be part of this prayer force because I'm not European, but they've determined that would be helpful to them since we do have such a large presence in Europe with our ministry. So if you can help me, please sow into that. I need your help. You can do that at jenniferleclerc.org/missions. You can sow right there at jenniferleclerc.org/missions, and I'll be very grateful for you. And you can also use the Cash App. Cash App is $Prophetic Books. You can use the PayPal, paypal.me /JenniferLeClaire, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. You can use the Venmo. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. Venmo is at Jennifer LeClaire. You can use the text to give. Text the word give, G-I-V-E, to 754-701-2161. Then follow the instructions. You can use the Zelle. Zelle is info@JenniferLeClaire.org. Info at JenniferLeClaire.org. And what am I missing? The PayPal, paypal.me/JenniferLeClaire. And the PO Box 30563, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33303. And Father, I thank you for all those who are sowing into this mission. I thank you, Lord, for their help. I thank you, Lord, for the blessings that are going to come back to them. And I ask you to multiply it back to them in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, also for all those listening to the sound of my voice, all those who send prayer requests into the ministry, all those who follow me online and are subscribed to my email list, all the schoolofthespirit.tv students, the Ignite Prophetic Network members, the Company of Seers, the International Prophecy Rooms Alliance, the Awakening Prayer Hubs leaders, the Awakening House Church leaders, the Awakening House of Prayer leaders, the Awakening Web Church members, and my local church here, Awakening House of Prayer in Fort Lauderdale. Lord, I say, bless us indeed. Enlarge our territory. Let your hand of power rest upon us and keep us from causing pain. Lord, give us this day our daily bread and help us to hear you rightly and follow you perfectly. Lord, help us to walk circumspectly. Help us to redeem the time because the days are evil. Lord, prosper what we put our hand to. Lord, I thank you. You've given us the power to create wealth, to establish your covenant in the earth. I thank you that we are blessed coming in and blessed going out. And I ask you, Lord, to help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us to get to know you more. Help us to seek first the kingdom of God and your righteousness so everything else we need can be added to us. Help us, Lord, to do what you want us to do when you want us to do it. Or bring home prodigals, restore marriages, heal bodies, deliver souls from evil, and save the lost among our families and friends. Lord, order people in their steps to share words of life. Lord, we give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you guys. Have a breakthrough day.